Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Tahbai. In this news analysis, we'll be looking at Israel's latest violation of the occupied territories. Located near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in the center of Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem Al-Quds, lied the Shepherd Hotel, a heritage symbol for Palestinians, now destroyed by Israel as part of their ongoing effort to Judaize Al-Quds.
Israel has demolished a historic Palestinian hotel in East Jerusalem Al-Quds despite growing international opposition. On Sunday, bulldozers began destroying the Shepherd Hotel in order to build 20 new settler units. Both Palestinians and the international community have reacted furiously to the move.
This Israeli government is totally derailed from the norm and ethics of international relations. These Israeli policies are pushing Palestinians and Israelis by force towards bloodshed, towards escalation, towards violence, as if they're calling for it.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also condemned the Israeli action as a disturbing development. And in Europe, EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton said what Israel has done is illegal.
I strongly condemn this morning's demolition of the Shepherd Hotel and the planned construction of a new illegal settlement. I reiterate that settlements are illegal under international law, undermine trust between the parties, and constitute an obstacle to peace.
But in a defiant statement, Tel Aviv said that the demolition is in accordance with Israeli law. Israel has destroyed thousands of Palestinian homes to expand its settlements in East Jerusalem Al-Quds, a land that it occupied over 40 years ago. Tel Aviv argues that the structures were built without permit. The UN relief agency UNRWA says 396 buildings were razed in 2010 alone in occupied Palestinian land. UN Security Council Resolution 446 says the practices of Israel in building settlements are illegal. Despite that, Tel Aviv continues with its settlement activity. And now Israel has targeted the Palestinian cultural heritage as well by destroying the decades-old Shepherd Hotel.
Let me introduce our guest before we get started on this topic. From London, we have Sameh Habib, who is a journalist and founder of the Palestine Telegraph. From Gaza, we have Kenneth O'Keefe, activist and former U.S. Marine. And from Beirut, we have Dr. Nada Hashwi, who is a human rights activist. I want to welcome all of our guests for joining us in this news analysis. First, let me go to Dr. Hashwi. I want to get an idea from you, Dr. Hashwi, about what this hotel symbolized in reference to the owner of the hotel and what transpired there. If you can give us a little background info on this.
Of course. I want to say that the what's happening in Palestine is just not only killing innocent people. And it wasn't the intention, they didn't take any attention of the world's community. First of all, what's happening by demolishing this building, that its ownership goes back all the way to the Al-Husseini family, who they are well known for their fighting, freedom fighting for against Israel and the occupation. Now, by destroying this hotel in particular, it's another stab in the Palestinian heart and in the Palestinian, not only Palestinian, the Arab worlds altogether. And I don't see them stopping by destroying that hotel. I see them going on and on by maybe going next to the Quds Mosque, by destroying all the what the Arabs have found and their mosque, their dignity, their morality. Everything is being destroyed and nothing is being, no action is being taken.
Sameh Habib, Israel, for its part, has said that, well, first of all, they weren't involved, and that Tel Aviv can't forbid Israelis from purchasing private property in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Do you buy that?
Well, absolutely no. Israelis are having many racist and apartheid laws against the Palestinians within the occupied territories 1948, including East Jerusalem. One of these laws is the absentee laws. And I believe one of the reasons that pushed the Israelis to demolish this place is this law, the absentee laws, which gives Israel the right to to take control of any place, any land, any plot of land in the Palestinian territories. For example, what happened in this place is a key evidence about this. And Israelis are not really seeking to justify what they want. Israelis are having really a pretext to use whenever they have something, whenever they do something. They have a really propaganda machine that really bring the reasons and bring the justifications for whatever they carry out. Israelis are violating the international law. They are having this demolishing incident in East Jerusalem, which is by the United Nations is a place that should be really managed by a third party before, and it should not be have any kind of building inside this territory. I guess Israel is, because of the international complicity, let's say the American complicity and the international community, Israelis are going on and on their policies, and they will do more. This is only a start, or let's say a chain in a series of chains that Israelis have been taking against Palestinians. And quickly, we could say that the number of people, Israeli Jewish settlers, now in East Jerusalem is more than 190,000, while there were less than 100,000 in the past a few years. So their numbers are growing. They are trying really to make this city as a totally and purely Jewish city, far from any Palestinian existence, whether the population or any historical places or historical places that indicate that the Palestinians were there. They are trying really to erase these things from the memory of the Palestinians.